This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A dual United States-Turkish citizen taking part in a protest against settlement expansion in the Israeli-occupied West Bank died of her wounds on Friday after allegedly being shot in the head by Israeli troops. The official Palestinian news agency WAFA reported. Ron Nows is an activist who was there.
Peaceful demonstrations was violently oppressed by tear gas, by live ammunition and in other means. At some point, we heard gunfire. We looked to the back and we saw that Ayla is shot in the head. She wasn't responding and an ambulance came and evacuated her to Rafidia Hospital in Nablus.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken commented on the death and what the U.S. plans to do about it.
I just want to extend my deepest condolences, the deepest condolences of the United States government, to the family of Ayşen Orezgi-Yaga. We deplore this tragic loss. Now, the most important thing to do is to gather the facts, and that's exactly what we're in the process of doing. Any actions that we take are driven by the facts. So first things first, let's find out exactly what happened, and we will draw the necessary conclusions, consequences from that.
The Israeli military said it was looking into reports that troops had killed a foreign national in the area of the protest. Justice Juan Merchan on Friday delayed former United States President Donald Trump's sentencing on charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star until November 26th. Trump had asked to push back his sentencing date until after the November 5th presidential election. Trump had previously been scheduled to be sentenced on September 18th, less than 2 months before the election. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.